Holding Cythera. One. Whereabouts would swear by the etiquette of the flowers were. Now boarding a waiting area to entitle a swath of complexing traipsing across the fair debris that might have had scenographic rebus, we shall have thought cemented prospective sympathy rather than retrospective likeness. Thought fair vinegar and encounters with Ursula Oppens at the piano. In wherewithal, exerting a glance up and damp with linen deferred to be read, as sculpture in its own right, performed on the cavity. Then again, with Ursula Oppens at the piano, sentences will have thought plentifully about overtaking prospective advances to advert accommodation. What's the matter? A companion to warding off conclusive tragedies and likeness wherein one couple assumed to commence to pause. At this point, the text breaks off. Whatsoever, now boarding a waiting area such that atmospheric perspective at arm's length is not so intrusive as to interfere with the matter of conjugating the ground upon which to place bodies as objects mindful of axonometric positions in the minuet. At this point, he breaks into a rivulet, capable of raising its armpit to a condition of alliterative waiting areas, retreats and advances stand oriented to each other's hour before dawn. Let me restate that. Averting a tragedy are beings in favor of a wry trespass across the unlikable metrics thereupon, face off an accelerating debris for the throw of the spinet. And there are beings not going. What's bothering you? We'll have thought plentifully of embarkation away from whereabouts, whose sense data participate in it, and how does he sustain her? Here linen performs a fair swath of sentences for the cavity now receiving an eventful assist from he who would get her to her feet. Is that Paul on the harpsichord? Appearances seem true in an escort on his own for the eventful throw of the initiative, discernibly of trespass and its prerogatives in a wherewithal, attaining to obscure uses, damp within an encampment of fugitives. The etiquette of the flowers were. Two. Taking leave of excerpted bodies, folding Cythera, fro or from two or four, whereabouts now boarding a waiting area to entitle a swath of complexion suggests capillaries that might have had flowers cemented. It is a tempest undergoing emphasis in subconscious crease. His or her can never get, can almost reach, might have still to reach, have already recapitulatory memories to encounter undergrowth and others serrated edges suggestive of motives. To prospective sympathy, this is a tempest voucher. The monthly electrostatic postulate admits entities gathering up reluctant clothes and other serrated edges suggestive of motives that can never get or can almost reach, might have still to reach, have already recapitulatory his or her skid to entitle a swath of arm's length. Segue to skin and its prerogatives. Atmospheric perspective creeps up in the best case scenario as sounds decay to afterthought for the eventful conjugal rhetoric performed on the figure clear and distinct, likely but not likable. Don't mention it, scraped against the rim. A bowl of sentences folding discursive wherewithal era in her within earshot of he who shall have scarcely thought to assuage the pre-existing deposits of likeness. stepping forth, head turned back, likeness, shall have scarcely thought to assuage the pre-existing stencil performed on the figure, a palm of her whereabouts. What's the matter? Ironing the other leafage. With open window to begin to fathom greenish blue chill, companion to embarkation, in drastic posits, I am chimera, climb, childlike chiffon to do today. His askance operates a sigh, and for removing grease from metis felt by placing speech on the part of a body via soft white granule variable cycle to a bet cylindrical lyric-like signs that lay a counterclockwise signet cyclone from 1765. They were ironing the harpsichord and piano together, how to do today, conjugal infrastructure in which becoming Paul does embolden the dear cohort speech of such an indictment interspersed Ursula face to face personally. So, indeed, it's sometimes useful to have worries in perpetuity so that the literary compost become enriched. Asylum for Indeterminacy is a section of my recent book, as was mentioned, and I'll read from that a few pieces, all devoted to one poem, one way or another, writing across, trespassing, taking liberties with, but always as an intertext. Asylum for Indeterminacy. As though unintelligible, forests entertain humans as mere kindergartners. Correlative nature is a babble. To nature, humans are as simple as ABC. Correlatives. If nature appears in read only, man appears already written. Correlatives legible if unintelligible is nature to man. To nature, human nature is intelligible, evidently. Forests are synagogues, polyglot to the man walking by, staring back. Walk-in signage that issues from a provisional, simultaneous babble of want confronts us. Put another way, walk-in signage that issues from function knows us better than we know it. At first a forest, bewildering to us, then a forest wild with possibility deciphers us as novices amid growth. Enter. Exit. Yes, but exit to the book. Meanwhile, I had in mind a featured mention. Exit. Yes, but for Zizek. Exit because for Habermas. Non-revocable mention. Make us revoke your objection. The vocalizing of recess or database of strike-throughs of striking the base strikingly. Yes, but exit as if fictive, the very page. They would disabuse us of identity, irascible ink, preferable the fact of ink's skittering microeconomics in the long ennui. We see the pillars of nature that stare back nature, knowingly, knowing more than we who notice. We endure nature, we hear murmurs in temples, gather foreign stares of those entities. Exit. We endure nature, nature's startlingly kindred pillars and authorship of us. Introduced and edited by correspondences allowed confused words to arise, goes by, observe, through familiar. Correlatives utter a babble of words, traverses it, watch, with knowing. That's Russian. What does it say? It says, keep the revolution going. And ratchets allow confused words to arise with what goes by glut and passeth away adequately to observe much less effort through familiar electronics, modernism. Like fast correlatives as body rap. Utter a babble of words, unsubscribe, out and out gaming traverses it. Watch something that follows from emphasis with knowing, know how, the cut, somewhat earlier, tell her. Tell her you've just sold one. Correspondences allow an asylum for indeterminacy gay with rough moss. Try signal to noise in a different sense of confused, fascinated, confused yet again. Words to arise in probabilistic lint. Go by, goes by, rate of change. Fans observe in the natural or original position circa 1740. Herculaneum? Choose one. Coteries, blades. Through familiar correlatives, inflatable zones, uttering a babble of words. Hence the pop twang, an anti-theoretical stance. A dry cleaning rack traverses it, somewhat like an assembly, functionally derived, to suspend a narrative on watch and with knowing things the mind already knows. Yes, but from where does he come? Water-soluble confusion, acquainted with studio practice. Be loquacious and mix it with all-purpose words to arise throughout routine, consecutiveness, letter writing, and agreement. We agree to disagree being one. And the sparks fly upward. One more from this section. Hear it a tempo, giving off thermal sounds and words in non-contemplative crosstalk, from which catchphrases overphrased have written to the point of Untilios, Russell, seen to catch sight of our odors, the beclept musk, amber, grit, bees, decay, intimate. Reunion of a skeptical sort with greenish green taste wood, the woods ensemble evocative. Thank you.